You are listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.
Good. See, when you line up with him, I say, I ain't buying no them people here, and I still mean it. This here was given to me, and I don't wear it where to get me acting like it's mine. I just put it on a few days. God has given many things that we don't deserve and things we would not do for ourselves. I have to go back to when we make up our mind that we want to serve the one and only God who can, who will, and we can't tell him when, but believe that he can bring us from where we are to where we need to get in line to go. We are in a serious war. And you can't walk around with your tiger suits on. Yeah, them skinny dip and sip. Because I find out folks ain't shamed now. Don't care how they body look. They ain't shamed. I mean, they'll shock you. Say, you left out your house looking like that. And then nobody put you in jail. That's where we are in this hour. Don't y'all get strange and don't get mad if people start walking around buck naked. They close to it already. I ain't hear nobody. Because when you put on these little skin suits, you buck naked. And all things you say, come on and get it. Mama, mama, mama. So we in a really warfare because nobody don't care anymore. That was a time, even the folks in the Baptist church, they wearing their skinny stuff, tighten it up and show it. Baptist church people used to be tight. Have so much that mouthballs on their invitation fur. You best be sneezing like you done got like, hot you. Your nose running, you got to take your finger wipe. Hey, y'all know what I'm talking about. Old sister girl got so much heavy duty stuff on her, she can't hardly walk. 3-6 loads of beads right on her neck. The earrings matching the shoes. The pocketbook. Oh, my God. Can you imagine you got to start on Saturday night putting all that stuff out? It ain't nothing wrong with looking good, but you don't have to go to that extremity. I'm so glad they got rid of them old feather hats. Y'all know y'all were too. And all them heavy duty beads look like you them went in some kind of army force or something, you know. All that fake stuff holding you down. You couldn't get delivered if you tried. First of all, you don't want your hat to fall off and see how nappy your hair is. I know the people who made them hats were sad when they started declining. And if somebody got on one, everybody looking at them, they thinking they sharp, but they laughing at them. We need to tell the truth out here. Because the devil robbing us. It never was in clothes, but we done went down so low, we on the buck naked level. If you don't be buck naked, you ain't in the inquiry. Are you hear me? Wearing our cat suits out. And running the church with them on. That cat suit represents I'm looking. I'm a cat. Yes, sir. Let me stop telling the truth, because folks, I have to pray real hard because some of them people don't like me too good. Family members and others too. But let me say what I don't care today. Because I care when I stand before God. See, if you better ask him, are you really willing to be a representative of him? Because some folks will come and get you. They try to get you with their songs, what they read on you. They try to get you with their candles. They say they're cleaning and smelling the house up. No, they try to kill you. I ain't hearing nobody. This is real. This is true. And don't allow nobody to be pissed off and jealous of you. Got an enemy? Ain't going to reckon with you. Can I get a witness? But I find out, I'm going to tell you about this Jesus, whether you like it or not. You know, you try to keep peace with spirits and demons who are smarter than you. But you ain't going to keep no peace. You're going to be backing up from Jesus because you're trying to please those spirits.
Amen.
Can I talk to somebody?
Amen.
And they are real. Most of the time, we don't want to identify them.
Yes,
and if the Lord will allow a survey to go out and say, if you tell a lie, your fans going to burn off. There'll be a whole lot of people, if you ever get afraid of him, say, I ain't touching that.
Because
we are lie in excuse and reason.
Yes,
Lord. That's why so many people are so holy, because they don't forgot they ain't been holy.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. You forgot, but you ain't got delivered.
Yes,
and when you ain't got delivered, it'll come back.
Amen.
Whether you're old or young. But the power of God allow you, I shall not forget what the Lord has done for me.
Yes.
And when you get in the test mode and you'll pass the test because I did not forget what the Lord brought me out of. I ain't here. No, I ain't preaching hard today. I'm going to just preach the word.
Amen.
And the word of God.
Amen.
See, sometimes we play too long. I'm going to talk to young people today. Especially these young women got a locomotive that stay on, don't never cut off. Locomotive, take it for how you want to pray. This will hurt a woman, I'll tell you what it is. Might get there today. Locomotive, that's going to be my subject. Locomotive. And you just don't understand. You can't do it yourself. But we try. But all your trying, you can't do it. But we want to talk about Jesus today. If we talk about him, we can invite him in to us today. That he will bring clarity, he'll bring healing, and he'll bring deliverance. I can't seem to get away from these spirits today because they wooing and they traveling and they destroying. My God, my God. See, one of the things I want to be, why would we go back to a hog pen that we know that it messed us up?
Amen, amen.
That's a spirit that you are not willing to get rid of. And so what we do, we justify it and reason it because our flesh done over, that's a spirit too.
Amen.
I ain't hear nobody.
Amen.
I know some of y'all don't believe there's a spirit that dictate to your flesh.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And if it can get the flesh in authority,
yes,
your spirit, which was supposed to come from within, ain't going to never attach to the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Because after that flesh think it got pacified, the locomotive ain't turn on. It wants some more.
Amen. Amen.
Whether you're doing good, it gets some more. You want some more.
Amen.
So we got to identify what has hindered me. Not nobody else called up in here. There's some gifted people up in here. That's good. But we need to give to straighten me out.
Amen.
Sit over there and you are sure you can see a fly when his wing drop off. But you can't see what the devil done did to you.
Amen. Amen.
That's how these spirits keep us in bondage. Because everybody wants you to call them their title. If they just got it last night. I ate some black-eyed peas and some rice. And I heard the Lord speak to me, my name is Mrs. Two-Shoe. Overnight. He might have told you, but let him develop you.
Amen.
If he said it.
Yes, Lord.
I learned something else yesterday about this pulpit. It won't cover you. Because those spirits will come over there and drag your tail out the pulpit. Amen. But I'm going to pour some oil on me. I'm going to pour some oil on it. Right. Between that, one of us going to get delivered. Amen. I got a fight game. I keep my back just in case. The prayer don't do. This back will do. Because I'm going to bust you if you don't bust me first. Say I ain't saved, you better zip your lips. I'm just preparing myself. You get you a wood bat, one of these demons will break it in half and wear you out. No. When I took my car to get service, the man said, do you want, no, I want my bat in the back where I can get it. Now you clean my car, there ain't none of your business why I got this bat up here. I might play ball. I don't want to keep y'all too long, because the word that went on me, long-winded Pastor Freddie Grant. I want you to add on to it, long, long, long-winded Pastor Freddie Grant. That'll fix it. Add some more on to it. I ain't hear nobody. Might clean the house out, but God can bring some more in the house. What I know about God, see, we done got ourselves mixed up because we got a gift. We got a talent. Ain't nobody told us that God don't need us. We just told ourselves he need us.
Amen.
Ain't hear nobody. Because he can pick one of the little baby children out there and preach this gospel, so don't get it mixed.
Amen.
So I just want to be thankful to him for allowing me to be a fool for him's sake. Can you be one too? Turn the book with me to St. John. 17. I hope not to be for you long. I thank God for a person loving the pastor. Because I was gassed yesterday. And I kept eating these and I gave the pastor a few. I prayed on that he'll get fired up this morning. After all that drama yesterday. I wanted to come in this church shouting. You hear me? Somebody's going to say, what happened to the pastor today? I had an encounter yesterday. I got to get my praise on. Can't get a witness. It's good to praise God. It'll eliminate you. Before I came in, I got to say it again because my niece came in with her children. I say there's some demons and spirits in our children.
Amen.
And we pacify them. And we don't want nobody else to say nothing about them, but I hope that you get it right before they get too grown, because they already planning to beat you now.
Amen.
And they'll come and get you when they get a few more age and a few more numbers. But I invite one of mine to reach up and grab me. He's going to have to go to surgery.
Oh,
on the head. Because I won't bust that skull open. Because of the head. That's what our biggest problem is now. These children putting our parents in awkward situation. They giving you things in your body. Somebody talk to me today.
Amen.
Before you know it, your mind be don't skip that on you. Ain't hear nobody, and you don't want this Jesus. See, he ain't no microwave. When you really get in trouble, you want to run to him. No, we need to get to him, because some trouble always been around us.
Amen.
It ain't like it used to be, where you can speak to your children and other people's children. You can't do it now, because all the mom and dad will be on you and the children too. Are you hearing me? Y'all would be amazed what they torture the teachers, and they out here trying to teach our children not to be ignorant.
Yes.
They don't want it. They like the streets get up. They want to be thugged down. What can you do about it if you pray and don't cease from praying and let God bring us into a place in him?
Yes.
Where I stop my, what did I say about that, train, get rid of ourselves, then we can pray. And then if it don't seem to work, we'll believe that God can do it.
Amen.
That's the old patriarch. All her children went on drugs, the other one's on alcohol, the other one's hoeing. But she said, I made up my mind, I got to serve God. He told me he gonna save them book of bears. He didn't tell me he gonna save them while I'm alive, so I can say, look what, no, I'm gonna do it because you served me. And you ain't gave up on me. I ain't hear nobody.
Amen.
We want a quick fix. You can't fix our children with a quick fix.
Amen.
You ain't got quick fix.
Amen.
I hope he's still fixing you.
Yes, Lord.
And you don't quit.
Amen.
But we quit when some good come by us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I can't say no more because somebody's going to get mad at me. I'm looking at this.
Obey God.
But I don't want you to go to hell for being mad with Pastor Grant. Because he said, touch not my anointing.
Amen.
And do my prophet no harm.
Amen.
My God. St. John 17. Starting at verse 1. We praying all these prayers for all these book of bears. And that's our only main concern. And we are not concerned about, God, I need you to help me.
Amen.
To come into this place in you.
Yes, Lord.
I know for a fact, some children you got, they ain't going to stop doing what they're doing because you're praying.
Amen.
And you keep on lifting them up to the Lord every day and all day. They ain't going to do it. He waiting on us to make up our mind. I will. I will trust in you, Lord. And don't allow me to be a liar until I die.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And when trouble come, I still say I trust you. When it looked like there's no use, I still trust you.
Amen, amen.
My God, my God. See, he just put me in a pulpit position. But I've been out here a long time. And God is time. He don't need nobody okay.
Yes, Lord.
He don't need nobody permission.
Amen.
Because he's God by himself.
Yes.
Can I help some of these heroes?
Amen.
He don't need our help. But we need him to help us.
Amen.
Sickness I know about. Finance I know about. I know about some things. But since the enemy thing, you don't have to know about them. That means go through them. You think you're straight. We can tell ourselves and tell other people something. We don't know it to be like that. Because we ain't went through to know it's like that.
Amen.
He's a keeper. Tell me when you got your priorities. You don't believe you're a keeper because you keep on messing up every time.
Amen.
Somebody talk to me in the house.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord. This one on one today. But when you make up your mind,
yes.
My mind, I want him to be my keeper.
Amen.
He'll blow your mind.
Yes, Lord.
Because sometimes we be tested.
Amen.
And we don't pass it because we have not made up our
Amen.
Mind.
Amen.
Let's go to natural things that blow us up. You can be walking on a cane and you see a fine man come by and he your kind. You think you can get up off the cane. I ain't hearing you.
Amen.
Ain't combed your hair in 6 years. The right man come by, you go down there and get a perm and you ain't got much left. Because you see, I like hair, I can stick my hand through. You want me to quit? Three people raise their hand. I rely on Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen, amen.
That if you don't want it, don't get deep on me.
Amen.
You don't want it, he'll cut it off.
Amen.
But you'll know later you need it.
Yes, Lord.
In 17 and 1, these words spoke Jesus and lift up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may be glorified thee. Look at this prayer here. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, not some, but all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is the life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true and true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on this earth. I have finished the work which thou gave me to do. We need to have, when I was reading this, I began to check in. And now, O Father, glorify thy me with thy own self, with the glory which I have had with thee before the world was. He had a relationship with him. And I began to think on this, how this could be the reason why we declare that I want to be, I must be saved. Because I want to live a life that is pleasing to Almighty. You can't live it unless he allow you to get put in something. You have to go through something. I said this morning, it's many of us, and I put my hand first, had not made up your mind that what God, see, we want to hear all these good things God said. We get bumped up in that. There are people won't stay in a church unless you done gave them a title and a position because they think it's about that.
Amen.
Somebody talk to me today. But some leaders going to stand before God. You can't keep nobody that want to be kept because this world will keep anybody.
Amen.
If you off and on and in and out, you just say you off and on. You hopping like a bunny rabbit because you don't know where you want to land at.
Amen.
You want to land on good ground. You want to be established because you define, you think you good. No. I want to line up with him. I want him to say, I know you don't got tired. And I ain't talking about tired to get up out of here. I've been tired trying to be available, to be a representative of you. And we get tired because people come at you a dozen or two dozen. And most of the time, it's family member that of people close to you make you quit.
Amen. Amen.
I ain't hear nobody. We like to put it out there. I'm saved now, but you got to go to the next level.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Cause some gonna come and test you, and they're gonna be close up stuff to you.
Amen.
You got to make up your mind. My Father must be glorified, and it ain't got nothing to do with me. I know I ain't in the house today.
Amen. Amen.
Because we operate, we believe that a gift and talent and all this stuff is my key, but that ain't enough. Because you can still have the gift and talent and on your way to hell.
Because
that's what done got the body messed up. I'm all of that. How can we get all that if we don't get to Jesus?
Amen.
If we don't allow him, we confess, you Lord and you're my Savior. You are my keeper. Somebody help me in here.
Amen.
We want to be kept with somebody going along with you, especially the people we love.
Amen.
And we want them to love us, but it ain't nothing but a spirit that hindering you.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, we got some people, you my wife or you my husband, and you ain't do this, well then, he got another one out there might be waiting to do you better.
Yes,
oh, let me leave that alone. In 17, Father, he said, first one, when Jesus had spoken these things, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. The hour is now for you and I. I know Jesus finna get up out of here because he done been through some suffering. He came down here from assignment from his Father, which is in heaven.
Amen.
Hadn't done no wrong, but you're going to get in some trouble when you're messing with these demons and spirit. Because they ain't going to believe. Hey, he sent you. Talk to me today. You got some family member. They dirty is dirty.
Amen.
And when God come in and cleanse you up, they still point their finger, you dirty. You better check yourself.
Amen.
Because I went to the Father, so I said, I want you to cleanse me. I want you to heal me.
Yes.
I want you to deliver me from my own self. I ain't hear nobody.
Yes.
If we can't get delivered from ourselves, what? Well, come in and orchestrate that you ain't in the right line.
Amen.
You got some sister because they got a few things. They come and try to pimp you. I got a man and he take care of me and you got a little piece of false ring on your finger. Talking about he's spanking me every night. You might be dreaming you're getting spanked. Mm-hmm. And you say, I want some too. No, I want some Jesus. There go that choo-choo train. The hour has come to glorify and exalt and honor and magnify your son. Because, see, we want God to be pleased at what he assigned us to do.
Amen.
We know Jesus, God is one. We know that. But what we want to do, we want to get in line.
Yeah.
For they can see,
yes, Lord,
that I am sincere. I tell anybody, if you want to be beat down by people, don't get in line with Jesus.
Amen.
Because somebody said you can't do this. And family members will be your worst audience.
Amen.
Because background and religious and tradition holding a lot of people in bondage.
Yes,
somebody talk to me today.
Amen.
But God is greater.
Yes,
my God, my God. And so what he's saying here, your son may be glorified and exalted and honor and magnify you. If we're doing anything to represent anybody else but the Father, we can shut it down.
Amen. Amen.
We want to be cranked up where somebody can see us. Or we want to be like, it was somebody in town on this weekend. I grant you, he ain't tried to preach the now hour to nobody. I ain't got to say amen.
Amen, amen.
Because they ain't feeling you like that. I already got mine. This plane finna take me up out of here.
Amen, amen.
I don't give a care whether you think, oh, why people done got used to 15 minutes off that all folks doing. Them people special don't arrive and made it. You mess around and buy them a jet. They do. Get them in a building where represent them. Oh, shoot. You can come if you want to. Make sure y'all send your tithes. I ain't hear nobody. Just as you have granted him power and authority over all flesh. We got power from our Father.
Amen.
To speak to our flesh. That's what hindering us.
Yeah.
I told a person, the reason you don't come to church because you don't wallow, don't say it tonight. That what you say, Pastor? I said, you didn't hear me? I'm going to tell you again, you don't want to say it tonight. See, you've been trying to hang out from them old spirits, but they knock on the window and say, I know you in there. I'm going to knock till you let me in, because we got some business to take care of tonight. You up in there trying to get your head straight to go to church so you can get some healing and deliverance, and that old spirit which you done intertwined with ain't going to let you go.
Amen.
I call them up because the Lord told me to tell them. If I call you up and tell you something, take it up with Jesus. Because I'm in the repentance line. I'm asking God, forgive me line. If I miss you, I don't want to stay in denial. I want you to recommend me. I want you to spank that tail and allow me to know I must be willing to get it right. So we can go on down a little further. Let me read this and then I'm going to try to talk to you. Verse 2 in Amplified. Just as you have granted him power and authority over all flesh, all human mankind, now glorify him so that he may give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life. It means to know, to perceive, recognize, become acquainted with, and understand you, the only true and real God, and likewise to know him, Jesus as Christ, the anointed one, the Messiah whom you have sent. I have glorified you down here on this earth, catching hell, going through. I still glorify you.
Amen.
Because we think that we are not supposed to go through nothing.
Amen.
Not to take nothing. I ain't hearing nobody.
Amen.
It ain't just these men don't want to take nothing. There's some other folks don't want to take nothing either.
Amen.
Can I keep it real today?
Yes, Lord.
But we want all the blessing that God say that we can have if we line up with him.
Amen.
Not them.
Amen.
Because what God speak a word, he meant it. I don't care whether you walk in it.
Yes, Lord.
He'll release it to somebody else.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't activate what God tell you to do.
You've been listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our school's meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.